Hello there. The other night, Christine and I were able to chat with Alex and Ashley Gray from Team BBC to get all the details on the third race in this year's Super Series, Falkirk Cross. Before we dive into the interview, two quick items. One, we forgot to mention that the single speed category rotating trophies are back, and they are awesome. If you haven't seen these kitty wine bottle holders, you should definitely check them out on their Facebook page. They're worth fighting for. Single speed is awesome as it is, and this is a really cool and unique trophy. Secondly, we're still learning some things about how to record group audio better over the phone. The quality is decent in this interview, but we have some things to improve to get higher fidelity recordings. Thanks.
Welcome, Ashley and Alex. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Team Bikenetic Bicycle Shorts.
Hey, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Super excited to talk about another cross race in the Super Series. And the race that you all are running is Falkirk Cross. And we understand this year that it is at a new location. So could you tell us a little bit about the new location?
Yeah, we're at Watkins Park in Mount Airy, Maryland this year.
And what does this course and this park going to bring in terms of features? What can we expect?
Well, the great thing is, since it's a county park, you know, you don't have to deal with all the big, like, bumps and bruises when you're riding. So you've got nice, maintained grass. It's going to flow real smooth. And then we were talking, you know, you're really constantly pedaling, and you're either going up a hill or down a hill. We've got some nice, long hill climbs that are going to make your legs burn. And then some swoopy back and forth as you sprint back down. And we've even got a sand volleyball court that we're going to use, too.
I just heard sand, and for those of us that raced Charm City this past weekend, there was no sand. So we thought we might escape a season without sand or limited sand. So we now know that that's back in the picture, and we have about a week or so to practice that sand.
Yeah, we won't make it too hard on you, though. It should be kind of straight through, straight back.
All right. That sounds good. And sometimes I notice that people groom the sand in between races. So you don't need to do that either, because those of us that, you know, race later like it all packed down. So just a request.
Yeah.
What else does this park have? Does it have anything for families or spectators that are coming to watch?
Yeah, we have a playground at this park. And there's actually downtown Mount Airy is really cute, and it's right around the corner. So for families that might be coming, sometimes the kids just need a break, need to get away. There's a nice walk down there, and there's also a farmer's market that maybe still be selling some pumpkins across the street.
The venue itself has one set of small indoor restrooms right near the playground, which is nice. So if you do need to, you know, get in out of the cold for a second, you can do that. And then we're going to have, there's a set of old basketball courts, I think is what it used to be, that we're going to turn into kind of like the party central of the event, and have additional porta potties and a tent row and a beer garden and food trucks all kind of in that central location, which will be near where you can see the barriers and the start finish and some of the parking.
Yeah, you can really see, I think, most of the course from that area. It's at a low point in the course.
So we saw a lot of the posters that we've seen in recent years that are for the race. Can you tell us, like, who makes those posters and the art? Because they're always really cool.
So that's one of our team members, Chris Jones, who designs under Brown Hornet Designs. And he's got a Instagram page, and he's been doing our posters for as long as I can remember.
I saw them this weekend, so it was getting me kind of excited, because I know when Charm City comes around, it's sort of starting to get to the midpoint of cross season. So it's always fun to have more races that you like to look forward to. And those posters definitely, you know, are a strong reminder of a really fun race.
Yeah, and we're able to get all those posters out thanks to another teammate, Ian Jackson. He has his own company, Manual Feed Press, and he does us a favor and prints all those out so that we can really show up.
Yeah, it's definitely unique advertising as far as crops go. So I know that George and I sometimes save a couple of them
That's what
throughout
we hope
planning
to
who
do.
we do. I guess
Just one,
it's a good
just
fight.
one.
And so you mentioned that you're going to have a beer garden. Do you have any sponsors for this race that you want to talk about?
Sure. Well, Baltimore Bicycle Works is obviously our main team sponsor. Artifact Coffee, Art Star, Kelly Walker. She does amazing artwork, murals. I'm always following her on Facebook because she's always doing this amazing stuff.
Yeah, large scale artwork. It's pretty amazing. Another teammate, by the way. We have a lot of really talented artists that are coming into Team BBC. It's
So you have, yeah, you've now named three teammates who have some role or profession or hobby in the arts. So it's kind of an interesting intersection of cycling and the arts.
And you're gonna, speaking of beer and art, you're going to want to keep your eyes out for that unique Falkenberg artwork because we are going to have some beer cards out on the course, and it is that Falkenberg Team BBC pink that you're going to want to find.
Okay, well, that is a good tip for everybody to know and to be mindful of as we're thinking about the race. And obviously, cards and prizes and whatnot are huge motivators for those of us that are at the back of the pack. Just
Yes,
speaking for
always
myself. Yeah.
keeps it interesting. Gives you something to work for.
So registration is open now. And when does registration close?
It is the Friday, October 25th at 9 a.m. So there, I know there's been some confusion in some recent Super Series races. We do go let people go like right up to that last hour on Friday morning, instead of closing it off at midnight on Thursday.
Okay,
So
give
if you
everybody like another night to sleep on it. Sign up for
yeah,
that second race.
if you fall asleep on the couch with your phone in your hand, forgetting to register, you can still wake up in the morning and do it before 9 o'clock on Friday.
Perfect. And the race is going to be on Sunday, October 27th, and so right before Halloween. So I suppose we can probably expect some people to come in costume.
That would be great. I'd love to see some costumes out on the course.
Yeah, absolutely. It's we're not gonna have a special like prize giveaway for it or anything because we know some other races in the area kind of have that as their shtick already, and we don't want to take away from that. But we'd certainly love to see people out in costume. It's always a great time.
Well, and there's never too many costumes in Crofts, so
You just took the words
it's
out of
an
my brain.
opportunity. Yeah. Is there anything else you all would like to talk about or share about the race? I know we're all excited about another race in the Super Series.
We're really excited about this venue. We've had a really good time kind of planning out all of the different places, registration and then pit row. And this is close to us because this was one of the venue for one of our first cross races when we began all those years back. Back when I think it was Patapsco Bicycles ran the race, and we're happy to be able to bring a race back to the venue because it was a really good one.
Great. Well, that's some good cross history for me that I wasn't aware of. So I'm glad we can kind of share that with everybody and get up to another venue. It kind of keeps it interesting. Sometimes I like when the venues change so you don't get to can't memorize the course or plan for something. It makes you need to show up a little bit earlier and kind of be ready for the unexpected.
Yeah, and the views from this venue are absolutely gorgeous. Up at the top of Mount Airy, you can really, well, actually, from one of the parking lots is the best view, but you can see out over all the hilltops. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to kind of close here. One of my usual questions that I like to ask everyone, and I know you mentioned that it should be pretty smooth, but do you have any ideas on what you might be running for your tires of choice and tire pressure?
Well, when I pull up to the line, my first question is, did anybody put air in my tires today? So I'm just going to be happy to make sure that I'm full.
It'll really be depending on the weather. I'm still hopeful. We've had a pretty dry season so far, knock on wood. So hopefully we'll have another nice dry weekend on the 27th, and then should be able to run with dry grass. Should be able to run, nice low pressure, low tread. As Ashley said, for us, we've got kids, so we're just happy to have our bikes working when it's time to show up at the starting line.
So true.
All right. Well, thank you for your time tonight. I know we're excited about the race. And just a reminder for everybody, the race is October 27th. Reg closes on October 25th, and you can find the registration on bikereg.com. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Alex and Ashley.
Thank
Thank
you.
you so much for having us.
Find us on Instagram at Team Bike Medic.